All right. So our podcast listeners, welcome to part three of the 2016 Accepted Student podcast. If you're just joining us for part three, my name is Ryan Mahana. I'm an assistant dean of admission, a senior assistant dean of admission, excuse me. We're going to very quickly introduce ourselves in case you're just joining us for part three, which is the third prong of the Hamilton Promise. We promise that you'll find your future. So we're just going to go around the room very quickly and say hello.
Hello, I'm Brian.
Hey, Cassie.
Hi, I'm Angela.
Hi, I'm Liam.
And I'm Victoria.
So what we're going to do in this final third section is we're going to go beyond the 4 years at Hamilton a little bit. Many of our listeners are just happy with starting. You know, I just want to pick Hamilton to start my freshman year. But we may have parents listening or alums listening. And to many of our high school seniors right now or wherever you are applying from, your future beyond Hamilton does matter quite a bit to you. And we want you to enjoy your 4 years here. But ultimately, it's the purpose is to prepare you for those next 80 years, right? So each one of us are going to sort of share an anecdote or a story as to how the Hamilton community, maybe specifically the Career Center, which I'm guessing is the case for many of you, but the community at large, that's both here in Clinton on campus and beyond, has helped you get ready for that next step. Some of us in the room are going to grad school or teaching or working in some profession or still working through the process. But I think everyone has a nice kind of little piece of that to share with our listeners. I'm 10 years removed from graduation. I've had a couple different types of jobs. I've worked in the Hamilton admission office for 5 years. So that's a very linear career to have from Hamilton. So maybe my examples aren't the best, but I know many of you in the room right now have kind of different stories you'd like to share. So let's start with Angela. Why don't you kind of take us through your experience with preparing for that next step?
Well, it's been a really crazy road. It definitely has, spent a lot of hours in the Career Center. But Jenny Dosh, who's a fellowships coordinator at the Career Center, was actually the first person that I met at Hamilton. And I was talking to her as a prospective student, hadn't even enrolled yet, telling her about how I wanted to go abroad and do all of this research. And she was so excited about it and really wanted to see me succeed. And I wasn't even a student at Hamilton yet. So that really stood out to me. Throughout the years, I've been working with Jenny, and she helped me get a scholarship. It was a government diplomatic scholarship to go to South Korea. Mm-hmm. So I was able to do some human rights work there. And study some of the language, and it was really great.
What year was that?
That was sophomore year.
Sophomore year, okay.
Yeah, and it's something, one of those things I just never even knew I could do, and Hamilton brings those opportunities to you and helps you sort of realize them and, pave your own path. So I took that from there, and I studied abroad and took a business class and ended up loving it. And since then, I've been working with Pat Mullane in the Career Center, and he's our financial advisor and business advisor guy. And he's been great.
I think that's what it says on his business card.
Business advisor guy,
yeah.
Official title. But he's been great at pushing me and challenging me to really explore different areas of business, explore my own leadership skills. And the Career Center has a lot of systems set up for that, so you can really become self-aware. And he's helped me articulate my own strengths a lot. And I think that's what brought me to Stanford. And that's what helped me, get my foot in the door. And, here I am.
So specifically, what will you be doing next year?
So I'm at Stanford's Business Institute for liberal arts students. So basically liberal arts students who don't have any formal training in business.
Okay.
And it feeds into their MBA program for business.
Very cool. So I didn't even know that a program like that existed. Yeah. That's excellent. And obviously you'll be making the move finally from Central New York out to Northern California. So that's exciting.
I'll finally be warm.
Yeah. Brian.
So I'm a public policy major with a minor in education studies, and so the intersection of those two things has always been really interesting to me. In the summer after my sophomore year, I received a fellowship through the Levitt Center, which is our public affairs center on campus, to research urban education leadership. So I wanted to look at things that principals in inner city schools were doing to help close the achievement gap. And I had really grand plans for this research. I wanted to go into all these schools and kind of get a lot of experience and walk around and talk to principals and talk to teachers and talk to students and parents. And my strategy of getting in there was just to email and call these people, and they were just going to welcome me in with open arms. That didn't happen for many reasons, ranging from probably people being just incredibly busy and people looking at my email and saying, well, who are you? I've received a lot of no responses. But one thing, when Hamilton is funding your research, which they do for a lot of people, is they post an article about it on our mm-hmm. website. And so they posted an article about my research on the website saying, this is what Brian's interested in, this is why he's doing it, this is what he's hoping to do. Within a couple hours of that article going up online, I received 3 emails from Hamilton alums who were principals who said, Brian, I saw this thing about your research. That looks really cool. Let me know if there's any way I can help you. And so those people actually became the sort of centerpieces of my research who put me in touch with other people and kind of allowed me to learn about the types of things that I was hoping to learn. These were people who went out of their way to help me only because we had this Hamilton connection.
Right.
And so that research was a really great experience that kind of formed a lot of the things that I was looking to do in the future. So now next year I was accepted to Teach for America and placed in their New York City region. And so I'll be teaching at a middle school, a charter school in the Bronx next year. So I'm really excited.
I picture you all sad about your first round of that. All of a sudden, these emails come popping in your face like, oh.
Yeah. It was like, oh, this is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's just some organic networking.
Yeah.
Cassie.
When I came to Hamilton, I had 3 career paths I was interested in pursuing, and they couldn't have been more different.
Okay.
The first one was I wanted to be the next big ESPN broadcaster.
Okay. All right.
The second one was politics, and the third was fashion and retail. So like I said, very diverse sectors. And throughout my experience at Hamilton, I've actually had internships in all of those, not ESPN per se, but broadcasting.
Mm-hmm.
And those have come from connections I've made through the Career Center and networking I've done with the help of the Career Center. Mm-hmm. And it's all been really helpful in figuring out what I was interested in. My freshman year, I interned locally at a news station in their sports division, discovered that really wasn't for me, and then moved on to working on a campaign and working for a fashion group the following summer. And really just loved those experiences. The campaign came as a result of a connection one of my professors had, just sitting down, him being like, what do you want to do this summer? I don't really know. This is what I like. This is the things I like doing. And he's like, my neighbor's running for a house seat. Do you want to jump on that campaign? And I said, yes. And that was great. So just talking to professors, as we've mentioned, is really helpful. But the second one was actually a parent of a Hamilton student who is a year older than me. His father owns a fashion company that hosts a bunch of trade shows in New York, and I've been working for them for 3 years, doing brand management for them and social media stuff, and have just loved that experience. And getting to travel down to New York City 5 times a year to work these shows mm-hmm. in this fun, fast-paced environment has been a lot of fun. But also, as I mentioned, I was interested in government. So last year, in addition to working for the fashion company, I also worked at one of the top 5 lobbying firms in the U.S., which was really cool. Just had legislation that I worked on pass Congress and become a law in December. So I'm probably the only senior who procrastinated from finals by watching C-SPAN.
Probably.
It's not really that interesting.
Unless they were trying to fall asleep.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was pretty cool to have that all happen. And that's really allowed me to figure out what I liked and what I didn't like about all of those. And next year I'm going to go into retail. I'm working as a site merchandising associate at Wayfair, which is in Boston. And that allows me to combine my love of looking at numbers and kind of analysis with a little bit more of a creative spin. So mm-hmm. I get to work on making sure the sites are user-friendly and, you know, that they're appealing as well. So that's going to be a fun thing to do. And that was also through a Career Center connection I made. They've been Wayfair's loves Hamilton students, and they come and talk to us regularly twice a year. And so just talking to them and getting to know a little bit more about what they do. So, you know, I work for the Career Center, but shameless plug, the Career Center is awesome. And they've been really helpful and will help you with any area of interest you're interested in.
That's so funny that you guys are so good at networking, because I think I'm a kind of shy person and I'm really bad at networking, but it's almost hard to get away from it at Hamilton.
Yeah. I was actually going to say that same exact thing before we jump into Liam and Victoria. I share this with students in info sessions, so I'm not afraid to share it here. I'm the worst case scenario, right? So what Cassie just went through is like incredible. It's already better than my resume is ever probably going to look already. I'm 33 years old. But I just want to let you guys know that, you know, when I was a student, so I graduated in 2005, I was kind of your typical like short-sighted 22-year-old guy. Every summer I mowed lawns and worked sports camps, nothing that you would say would be resume building. And I spent my senior year doing my schoolwork and enjoying time with my friends, but certainly not putting any productive thought into what's going to happen after May, right? Literally one day in April, my dad was just like, so what are we going to be doing here in about a month? And I was like, that's a good question. Like, it was like the first time the question hit me. I say that because even in the worst case example, somebody being unprepared and put no thought into this process, I went to the Career Center middle of April, and a month and a half later, I was hired on to with a graduate assistantship plus a stipend and a full-time job with benefits at a local middle school running a tutoring program, got master's classes paid for, again, had a stipend, this is before you could have insurance until you're like 100 years old or whatever. What do you guys get it now to, like 27, right? So I actually had to figure out some health insurance, and that was with giving them like a 2-week heads up that I needed help, right? So I share that story knowing that even if you are the 2020 version of Ryan Mahana, you're going to be pretty good shape, you know, going to Hamilton. And if you put any thought into it at all beyond that point, you're going to be in amazing shape. So Liam, how have you kind of used the Hamilton network at large up to this point?
Yeah, so I actually sort of informally learned about an internship that I had in between my sophomore and my junior year after hearing that the director of a local museum was a Hamilton alum. I had actually heard about this because I heard about how often he talks about Hamilton okay. to his friends and to just a variety of other people. And so when one of the other people who worked at the museum, who was friends with my parents, heard that I was attending Hamilton, she said, oh, well, you should check out this museum. As a history major, I was mm-hmm. interested in museum work. And so I ultimately decided to apply. I probably wouldn't have heard about the internship program at the museum, even though I knew the museum existed,
right?
Without being a Hamilton student and being told that the person running the museum really likes Hamilton quite a lot. And even though I know that the fact that I was a Hamilton student didn't actually factor into whether or not I was hired because he wasn't involved in that specific hiring mm-hmm. process, definitely really helped me sort of figure out where I wanted to go that summer and what I was interested in doing. So that was something that I really enjoyed quite a lot.
Victoria?
So one of the most incredible tools that the Career Center offers for students is access to the alumni network. And so basically what that is it's a network of 20,000, I think?
Maybe a little more.
Maybe more. Yeah. But basically what you can do is you enter into a search engine, location you want to be, your major, an industry, a kind of job that you want, a company. And when you press enter, all of the Hamilton alums and parents of current students will pop up. And so in the past year, I've done about 10 informational interviews with Hamilton alums that I found through this network. And they've all, I would email them, and I would say the majority of them would respond to me within a day, being so excited to talk with me and wanting to hear about my experiences at Hamilton, tell me about their experiences and how they transitioned from Hamilton. So for example, the most recent example for me is I was actually in contact with a Hamilton trustee who is in a business that's similar to my interests in corporate social responsibility. And he has gone out of his way to actually make meetings with me within his company to meet with the head of the social responsibility and responsible investment groups within the company. And so next week I'll be heading to New York City and meeting with them and talking with them on the phone. And so that's just a Hamilton alum that when I talked to, he just wanted to help me out, and it's really generous of him. But these are the kind of things that happen all the time. And to my friends that will meet a Hamilton alum, and they just immediately jump on the opportunity of helping out a fellow Hamilton student.
As we kind of wind down this third and final part, I think the common thread through each story, because they're all very different, right? And even mine, And I guess to conclude mine, the person who was running the program I worked for used to work at Hamilton, right? So there's an even connection there. Is that even if you are shy or very outgoing or somebody who knows exactly what they want to do or somebody who maybe doesn't know what they want to do at all, the Hamilton family, whether it's on campus, off campus, alums, faculty, professor, the career center, all of these people that make up what is this community, is going to help fill in those holes for you, right? And a lot of what you just described kind of happened organically. Mm-hmm. You know, some of you very specifically are involved, or others just, it kind of happened that way, which I think the listeners, what you should take away from that is you shouldn't be intimidated by this process. If you are at Hamilton and you're doing what you need to do and being involved in the community, a lot of ways it'll take care of itself, you know, and if you're proactive, then you can really blossom. But even if you don't see yourself as somebody who's like a real networking go-getter, you're still going to be taken care of by that Hamilton family, and that you know, finding your future part of the promise will come true. So that concludes our third and final part. I just want to, you guys give yourselves a round of applause. I want to thank you guys for joining us. If you just listened to part three, we encourage you to listen to part two, which is Be Who You Are, and part one, which is Study What You Love, as we kind of unpackage the Hamilton promise. Hopefully, we will see you on campus. We're recording this on March, today, the 29th, and you'll have pretty much a month here to choose Hamilton, right? So we hope you, hopefully you will. We have things going on every day of the week except for Sunday throughout the month of April for admitted students, including our big accepted student open house on April 18th. So thank you guys, and go Hamilton. Ooh.